This is All Things Considered on WNYC. I'm Jamie Floyd. President Obama today vetoed a bill allowing the families of 9/11 victims to sue the government of Saudi Arabia for its involvement in that attack. It may also be the first Obama veto that Congress will override. WNYC's John O'Connor joins us now from Washington, D.C. to explain. Hey, John.
Hi, Jamie.
Congress has yet to override any of President Obama's 11 previous vetoes. So what's different this time?
It is a popular issue, and the timing is right. 9/11 families have been knocking on doors at the Capitol. They have been calling congressional offices, and they've been protesting at the White House. They have a powerful ally in New York, Senator Chuck Schumer, who helped write the law. And for the tri-state delegation, this is kind of a no-brainer. Lawmakers told me it's tough to look the families in the eye and tell them they shouldn't be able to seek justice. New York Representative Joe Crowley represents Queens and the Bronx, and he says the courts will throw out frivolous lawsuits.
I think that justice is paramount, and wherever that may lead, and, we'll deal with the ramifications after that.
And, John, of course, there is a big political calculation, too, right?
Yes, Jamie, this is Washington. So here's the political math. President Obama is leaving office early next year, so New York lawmakers have a choice of angering an outgoing president or making local voters angry and giving ammunition to a potential opponent. The Senate and the House approved the bill with voice votes, meaning unanimously. So any lawmaker who votes to sustain the veto could be accused of flip-flopping.
So let's drill down on the bill. What exactly would it do?
The bill would allow the families of terrorism victims to sue foreign governments in U.S. courts. They'd have to prove the government knowingly or recklessly supported terrorism. Currently, you can't take a foreign government to court. So the expectation is that 9/11 families will sue the Saudi Arabian government to try and determine if they were involved in helping the hijackers. 15 of the 19 9/11 hijackers were from Saudi Arabia.
So why is President Obama vetoing it?
The president worries it could open a Pandora's box, allowing foreign citizens to take the U.S. government to court in their countries or U.S. military officials and diplomats. The bill could also damage the relationship between Saudi Arabia and the U.S. The U.S. has military bases in Saudi Arabia, and the Saudis have helped fight terrorism in the Middle East.
All right, John. So what happens next?
Well, Congress would love to get out of town next week so that they could go campaign ahead of the elections. The expectation is that they are going to override this veto sometime next week.
All right. That means we'll be checking back with you, John O'Connor. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
John O'Connor reporting from Washington.